Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my Dog Psychology Radio show. My name is Dale McCluskey, and I'd like to welcome you. On today's show, I'm going to be continuing my discussion on the mess of the dog training world, why the dog training world is in such a mess. And in continuing to talk about the specifics of what is fueling this level of divisiveness, debate, and really starting to show people that, you know, when it comes to dogs, there's no accidents and coincidences. You can you know, take what I show and you can follow the numbers and it'll all end up in the same place, with showing that the real problem is how people are approaching the dog and human relationship, and how they're trying to overcome behavior issues by treating training as a learning-based exercise. And again, I talk about why that's so problematic, why it's really important to step back far enough so you can start to see the relational dynamic that's at work, and that what I show is that training is really a relational changing process. And it's actually an intervention. Therefore, the focus needs to come fully onto the dog owner as the agent of change. So change itself comes in and through the owner. And that's very important. So if you think of learning, why learning is a problem, is it shifts the focus. It shifts the focus onto the dog within the scripting of learning. And so therefore, the dog is the agent of change rather than the person. That really kind of sums up what's happening here, and people's ability to figure it out is hampered, it's very limited, based on this issue related to response regarding the scripting itself. And you see, things can look absolutely fantastic from the surface. The script appears to be coming together really well, and the picture can be told a total counterfeit. And it's going to, those risk levels go up that it is a counterfeit, the further you take it away from approaching training as a relational changing process. So, but anyway, I want to mention a couple things here before I really get focused in here on some of the issues related to why training is is in such a state of chaos. And I put a couple of videos up because here it's, you know, it shows, you know, it's going to really sound very down and negative in a way. However, my point here is that it's a huge problem. It really is. And I can really focus in on it. And really, it's a very important information for people. But at the same time, I want to highlight the fact that there's people out there doing it right. There really is. I mean, there's trainers that, you know, I'm not alone in this. Sometimes I feel like I am, just because of, you know, really, you know, showing the problem here, but I'm not. And I highlight that. There's a couple of videos I put out here just yesterday, and just making sure that I mention, and one of the names I mentioned, is Peter Kane. And Peter Kane is out of Brooklyn, New York. He's a dog trainer. I followed Peter Kane's videos and his information and what he shows the past about probably 3 years. Peter's a funny guy. He's, you know, he does, he's a comedian, part-time. He's a dog trainer, but he takes what he does very serious. And he does great work. And he doesn't use treats. He exposes a lot of these issues. He talks about them. And so, you know, I really, you know, point people, say, hey, you know, there's other people out there. So if you're in the New York area, and I would encourage you, you know, Peter's in Brooklyn, but, you know, sometimes even if you live, it might be an hour away from Peter or further, either, you know, it's worth the drive. I mean, I tell people, what's the sense of, if you know someone's doing it right, you're better off driving that extra time and then, you know, going, you know, looking at someone closer and not have the results you want. So I know for sure Peter, you know, I can say for a fact that he's doing it the right way. And so I would encourage you, to, if you're in New York area, and you're looking for a trainer, drive that extra distance and, you know, have Peter help you out. I mean, he does the board and training. He does, you know, works with people. And so definitely it's worth the drive to see him. So, yeah, he's one guy that, you know, I put some of his videos up on my site. And, again, talk about my site. You'll notice my site, too. I changed from Weebly, which I was using, to WordPress. It was just the last couple of days I had a change of my website, only because when I was using Weebly, the blog wasn't posting. I was trying to use the blog feature, and the little wheel was just spinning. And so just I tried everything to try to correct it, but nothing seems to be working. So and then so I looked at WordPress, which I've used in the past as a website, and so I've, you know, and I left it, you know, and didn't, but now I'm back to it. And really, they've made a lot of WordPress is good anyway, but they've even made more. They've added more features to it since I think it was like 3 years ago I was using WordPress, and so I'm using WordPress again. I switched over just as of like yesterday, fully, but. When you click on my, if you go into my site, it's you know, www.k9pack.com. So it's a letter K, number 9, P-A-C-K.com. I encourage you to check out my website. And when you click on any of the menu items, you'll see the Weebly page will come up. So it's still linked into my other website for the specific pages. But for the main, you know, page itself, it's WordPress. And all my blogs, if you go down and you'll see lots of videos. And I have lots of great information. If you really go down and look at the stuff I put out, I put a lot of stuff out for free for people to help them. And so there's lots of great information there. If you want extra help, again, there's training options. I do on Skype. In fact, I'm Skyping with a guy here recently down in North Carolina. And, you know, just from a Skype call, just, you know, confirm what he was thinking. And his young dog, high drive dog, a shepherd, and everything's lining up incredibly well. In fact, I posted a couple of things on my webpage from him, just showing, you know, and so he's experiencing amazing results, which is good. I mean, it makes me feel great knowing that, you know, I'm able to help people that way. So, but anyway, you can check out my website, make some changes. You'll see some more changes ongoing to it. I'm just fine-tuning it and trying to get the right framework for like the pictures and stuff, so don't you know, so you're aware when you're going into it. But I encourage you to check out my website. Lots of great, like I said, lots of great articles and videos, and they'll help you quite a bit. And so there's another guy I want to mention too that I also I mentioned, Peter Kane out of Brooklyn, New York. Again, encourage you to check Peter out. He has lots of great information and definitely worth the extra drive if you live in that area to go see Peter. But there's another guy out of this guy's out of Kansas City area, Robert Masters, and I put out Robert Masters III. I put out a video on Robert. Again, another guy that's doing it right. The way I look at training, how it's done, is approaching it without using treats and this learning-based narrative. And Robert is has. He's in animal dog rehab. It's called Scholarly Strays, and he also has his own dog training as well. And I encourage you to check out Robert if you're in the Kansas City area. Another great trainer who will help you out with your dogs. I'm doing. In fact, I'm going to have Robert. I'm making plans now to work out. Having him on my radio show basically in about a week's time. So a week from, hopefully a week from this coming Monday. So I'm just trying to firm that up to have him come on so I can ask him, you know, just so he can discuss what he does in the animal, in the dog rehab. Because, again, it's really about helping dogs, but helping dogs' mind and body, helping dogs in a way that's going to really make a difference. And so I plan on having Robert on, and that way he can talk about what he does and be able to put out lots of great information about the animal or dog rehab side of things as well. and discuss, you know, how to get a hold of it. So I'll be doing all that. So just, you know, I'd encourage you to check out my, again, my Blog Talk Radio show. And the other thing about my Blog Talk Radio show is I'm going to be having these shows on very consistently. So you can plan on, you know, Monday to Friday at this point at 10 o'clock in the morning, Florida time. And so you can, you know, you can plan on that. And it's because really it's a way for me to stay in touch with people, to have a consistent way for people to know, okay, Dale's on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And the other issue is that then people can call in. I mean, and I'm going to give you my call-in number here now. It's 213, if you're listening live, it's 213-943-3707. That's 213-943-3707. You can mark that down if you don't not able to call in today's show. Perhaps you can call in on a future show. And if you have a dog-related question, feel free to call in, because whatever I'm talking about, like I have a, like today I'm talking about the problems in the dog training world. And so, but however, if you're calling, you have a dog question, you know, I said take priority. I'm gonna answer your question for you live on here. So you can call in whatever questions you have, dog related questions you have. Feel free to call in with your question, and I'll bring you on live and be able to answer your question. I also have a chat area in Blog Talk Radio, so you can go in. There's a chat feature. I have it up, and you can type your question in. If you don't want to call in, just type in whatever your question is in the little chat room, and I will answer it live on air. So anyway, there's a good opportunity here for people to get some great information about dogs. And, again, I'm going to be doing my radio shows on a more consistent basis. So, next week. Next week is going to be the one week that I'm probably not going to be putting a show up because it's spring break here in Florida. The sun is off for the week. My wife is off for the week. And probably going to be doing lots of little day trips and things. So I may not have a show next week, but for sure, the following Monday, which is, I believe, November 30th, I'm going to have my Monday show, again, with Robert Masters, hopefully on. And then from that point on, we'll probably plan for our regular shows Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. in the morning. So I'm going to be doing those very consistently. And I'll be talking about a wide range of topics about dogs and about these issues, and giving people great information to be able to help you overcome your problems. Now, on today's show, I want to talk a little bit again, focusing in on this issue of why the dog training world is in such a mess. But the basic, you know, really the core problem here is how people are approaching training itself. I mean, ultimately, how this all packages up is a problem. And there's dynamics in play that really are very deceiving. That's something people have to understand, that appearances are so deceiving when it comes to dog behavior, that just because you're highly educated, it doesn't vaccinate you from being deceived. It really doesn't. In fact, it can cause worse problems for a lot of these people who are promoting this, because some of these people are very prideful and arrogant people, and they just won't listen. Okay, they're not going to. They've invested their whole careers, they've written books, there's no way they're going to reverse course. In fact, here's my point. When I put out a study, a dog study back probably, I say 4 years ago now, you'll see in my book I've written, it's called Mind and Body Connection, and that book really goes through all these issues about dominance theory and social hierarchy. And a lot of the behavioralists, I use their own words in there to prove, the level that they're contradicting themselves about certain aspects of dogs and behavior. And but what centers the book is this study I put out involving over 1,000 dogs and owners that I've helped, and I show you'll look at it, but I show the relational connections with people coming to me for help as it relates to, at the relational level. I mean, people failing from coming from these learning-based systems, I show, you know, the people coming to me and then how change happens. So, you know, and this is the thing, people are, you know, there's an amount of people that they're failing out and they're still trying to get help for the dog. So, of course, there's a group that, you know, they fail out and they give up on their dog. And they're taking, you know, these people promoting learning, these highly educated people, they're taking their word for it. And so, which is a real shame, because there's hope, there really is. I mean, that's ultimately one of the things I show is that, you know, if you look at what I'm showing, is I'm providing hope for people. I mean, the learning-based narrative is taking hope away. I mean, ultimately, you know, if you really truly love your dog, then you're going to want to do the right thing. You need hope. You need to be able to think or see light at the end of the tunnel, to be able to say, you know, I can do it. You know, I can forget about the past. I failed through this, but perhaps I'm looking at it wrong. Perhaps it's, you know, it is as, say, Dale says, and I just have to take a first step of faith here. And that's what it takes. It takes that first step of faith to make positive change. And this is the thing people have to understand. I've seen, and I know people sometimes will say they feel they can't do it. They've come from a really bad situation, a failure. I've helped people come out of some really bad situations. I mean, I'm talking situations where, like, the police were involved situations, okay, and help them succeed. And it's just like the phoenix rising from the ashes. I mean, that's the thing. You can do it. I want people to understand that this is about, you know, giving people hope. You can do it. It just takes, you know, the first step of faith and being able to forget about the past. Dogs are in the moment. They're relational beings. So, you know, the great thing about nature is in this part of, you know, of sharing it through this way dogs connect with us, is that there's always another chance. There's second chances and third chances, because dogs aren't like that. I mean, nature doesn't operate off that type of holding on to the past scenario. It's about moving forward always. So there's always hope. And I've dealt with some really terrible situations and helped people come out of it. And on that theme, I do the board and training. So even people say, if you're out of state and you have a really serious dog situation that you don't think there's hope for, you know, contact me. I mean, I can help you through it, even using the board and training process and being able to get your dog to me and back to you. Just a matter of working that out. But there's always hope, but there has to be a willingness to take that first step, and that's what it's about. And when I put out this, getting back to the study, so when I put this study out involving 1,000 dogs and owners, and I put it in my book, I never put the study out with any sort of preconceived idea that, or even thought for a second that it would be accepted by the academic people. Okay, that wasn't my thing, was trying to buddy up, trying to credential myself that way. Okay, I already knew at the time what the problem was, and so there was no intent there whatsoever to try to gain some sort of of a recognition from the very group that's causing the problem in the first place. Okay, in fact, I put a video out, you can watch it, on Lee Charles Kelly and him getting the boot, getting kicked off of Psychology Today. Because this Psychology Today is overrun by these academics who are promoting training as a learning-based exercise. They're promoting this as science-based. And so Lee Charles Kelly, when he went on there, now this is the thing about a lot of trainers, this is what they'll do. You know, they're looking for credentials, okay? They're looking for a way to be recognized as a trainer or establish themselves or whatever. And they make the mistake of thinking that the, academic side of things, or the so-called science of dog training, is somehow going to allow you to do that, especially if you have, if you're a critical thinker and you're the least bit objective and you start looking and recognizing the problems here, it isn't going to happen, okay? There's no kind of in-between point. That's the point I'm making. So Lee Charles Kelly, he started, you know, giving his opinions about training and even about some of the people, okay, in Psychology Today. Some of these so-called science people, base people, which they're not. I mean, they're science-based, but they're trying to, you know, gain recognition and make money off this science and dog training, and it's a total sham. It's a total fraud is what it is. But what happens with Charles Kelly, get the boot. I mean, he got boot. And I could have told him that was going to happen, okay? I mean, Lee Charles Kelly could be a nice guy. I mean, he takes pictures down in New York. He published them. He takes fantastic photos. But when it comes to dog training, you know, he should have known better. I mean, if that's the thing I show. You can't. There's no getting along here. I mean, that's the thing people want to think, that you can get along. In fact, I laugh because I listen to Jeff Gelman's Periscope he does every morning. And now he's in this whole big motivational thing, and you know, he loves the haters, and he's trying to come off as this guy, trying to evolve into some sort of motivational guy. But here's the point. I mean, you know, you can't do it. This is a fallen world. I mean, we're fallen people. Okay, I mean, I'll talk about my faith in another show, but I don't like getting hate mail. Okay, I don't like the haters. Okay, I'm being honest. Okay, I don't like people mouthing off and going on foolish. I mean, why would you? I don't hang around people like that. It's not the fact that I hate them, but to say that you love them, well, that's not being honest. I mean, you know, or you're trying to convince yourself you do. Nobody likes hate thrown their way. I mean, you know, I mean, even when I'm talking about, you know, I'm going on to, you know, discuss about these people and this ideology, you know, I look at it more as a type. Is there suffering from identity crisis? I'm not going in personally attacking these people, saying that they just aren't, you know, good people. I don't, what they're doing isn't good, okay, in terms of promoting this ideology the way they're doing it, but I'm not going on a rant and saying all sorts of you know, hateful things. That's just not how I operate. But let's be honest. I mean, no one likes getting, you know, who likes getting hate mail? But the difference here, and there's the point about, like I said, about balanced trainers, at least if you're going to be hated for the right thing. I mean, here's the thing I find kind of ironic. I mean, these balanced trainers are not even, you know, they're getting hate mail because they're not fully, you know, getting down on their knees and worshiping this ideology, which ultimately this group wants to happen. There's no in-between point, like I said. So these balanced trainers are getting hate mail thrown their way. But at the same time, they're coming into agreement at a certain level with, you know, treating training as a learning-based exercise. And, I mean, that's my point about Gelman. I mean, he's using counter conditioning concepts, and he's messing around now with clickers, and he doesn't get it, okay? He's, you know, he can get away with that personally himself, but even using the dog pack, I talk about those relational dynamics in play there, why they're problematic. So my point is, if you're not part of, really truly part of the big picture solution, you're part of the problem, or you're just focused on being popular. But then if you're going to be hated, at least be hated for the right reasons, okay? And beyond that, if you're really going to fix the problem here, then there has to be a counterforce. There has to be, the real problem has to be exposed, which is what I do. Okay, I'm showing what the real problem is. And so, I'm I've settled it. Okay, I mean, there's no, I'm probably, if you go in and really look at what I talk about when I show about learning and the modes that underpin it and these issues with the scripting problem, even how the decision-making process is governed, I challenge you to find any other trainer out there that breaks it down like I do. And I want to be careful. I want to say it in a humble way here, but it's the truth. And so when people are coming on to say hate on me or try to hate on me, you know, I go further and say, let's talk about this, but let's more specifically, let's talk about where your anger is coming from. Let's talk about what you're basing your hatred on, this idea that dogs can learn. Let's talk about that. Okay, let's talk about this issue as it relates to this scripting problem I'm showing. Let's get into this. And they aren't going to do it. Okay, and that's why all these, here a couple years ago, made a point. I went into a lot of the discussion forums on, say, Dog Star Daily and other places. I got banned immediately. Not for hate, okay, not because I was getting personal, because I was focusing in on the flawed tenet, okay, what they're leaning on here, what they're pivoting off of as the problem, and they can't take it. That's why I say it's not real science, because it can't be challenged, okay? You can't have a discussion. So it's a belief system. So real science can be challenged. It expands. In fact, when there's problems, it self-audits. It deals with those problems. This doesn't do that. Okay, so anyone who says that, well, this is science-based, that's a total lie. It's a total fabrication. It's not. And then they're running off of popularity, trying to use emotions as a fuel to move it forward. And it just isn't working, okay? I mean, that's why you think they're trying to legislate it now. They're trying to force it. Because they have to force it, because they can't do it any other way. Because it runs counter to nature. It runs counter to how the universe is designed to go. So, again, I'll talk about that more on my other shows, but I'm going to run out of time here in a minute. But, again, I'm going to be continuing my discussion on why the dog training world is in such a mess. My next show, basically, I don't know about, I may not have a show tomorrow, however, I'll be starting back up on November 30th. And during that week, I'll be getting into some of these issues. Getting this packaged up so people really can understand why the dog training world is in such a mess. And from my perspective, I'm going to be going into even the dog rescue, why that's such a problem in a lot of levels for people. There are people doing it right, but it's a disaster in terms of true rehab. And I'll talk about my situation I had here in Florida and why it can be a very negative thing. Your heart might be in the right place, but it's really sad what's going on here with a lot of these dogs dog rehab. I'll talk about credentials, the issues with that. And we're talking about, some other issues related to even social media and how to gain relational insight. I'm going to talk about that to help people, send people on the right track. You want to gain the insight experience. There's ways to go about doing that to get that level. There's ways not to do it, And I'll be talking about that on my shows as well. So I also encourage you to call in if you have any questions about dogs. I'll be more than happy to answer them, again, live on air. And I encourage you to check out my website, again, www.k9pack.com, letter K, number 9, PACK.com. Lots of training options on there for people. If you live in Florida, anywhere in Florida, contact me for training. I'll be happy to help you out. If you live outside of Florida, state of Florida, contact me. There's a Skype option. If you're part of a group or organization, there's options there. I can come to you, even if you're in Florida or a different state or wherever. I can come and I will provide group workshop type training for an organization. So if you're part of an organization, want me to come down and talk about these issues and help kind of clear the air and get people on the right track. Even if you're a dog rescue organization, I can come to you and really help you get focused in on truly helping dogs. And any other information, just check out my website. It's all there. Lots of great videos. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great day.